Amateur Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, with my co-host, Eva. What it do, daddy?
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man?
You hesitate. Why are you turning red? Anyways, Ever, let's get down to business because it's been a minute. Damn, what are we talking about? Oh, Jey Uso. Is he done with WWE? What's your thoughts on that?
No, it's storyline. They will not let him announce it on television.
Well, rumor has it that his contract is going to expire. Or it did expire and he did not renew. He doesn't want to renew. But I don't get me wrong. I do agree with you. But I'm just telling you, this is the rumors and stuff like that. And the reason why people are like, well, why isn't Jimmy leaving? Well, that's because he got hurt. So his contract got extended. So that's why Jimmy's not out yet. There is a chance that the reason why they or they're writing him off because it's like, where does Jay go from here?
Yeah.
Do you really want to see Jay versus Jimmy at back payback? Don't get me wrong. The title sounds right. The pay-per-view sounds right. Yeah, the idea of it, sure. But hell no. 3 years. 3 years buildup. That's a WrestleMania match.
Or Survivor Series.
Do you really think Survivor Series?
Yeah, because it's too much time. It's like almost a year, almost 6 months
from now. But they did the same thing with Rey Mysterio and Dominic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But yeah. But I don't know.
It's more of how are they going to do it? Because, you know, Jimmy and Jay, payback, sure. But it has to be a no disqualification match, no holds bar, steel cage. It has to be something. Survivor Series, I agree with you. But Survivor Series, I would rather see Roman Reigns defending the title against both Usos. Triple threat match, Fatal 4-Way, add Solo in it. You know, I would rather see that instead of a singles match. You know, I personally feel like Jay and Jimmy at WrestleMania, that's a main event. Like, that's a main event for WrestleMania. And the only thing is, the only problem with that, if they did it, they would have, it's tough. Because the rumor is Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 40, right?
Yeah.
What would make it cool if they did Jimmy versus Jey Uso at WrestleMania, opening match, main event, whatever. And the winner of that match goes on to face Roman Reigns. And then that's where I would have Jey Uso obviously go over and beat Roman Reigns. That's how I would book it.
The real question is, if they didn't re-sign, where would they go? It's not wrestle. They go to AEW, be a mid-carder.
There was somebody in the comments saying that Jay would never go downgrade himself to go to Impact Wrestling, even though it's like, okay, right? Because AEW is so great to be at. Pretty sure CM Punk would be like, I don't want Jay here.
But yeah, but if that's true, where would he take time off? Like if he didn't, let's say they didn't resign, where would they go? Japan with the Tamatanga or something?
I go back to what you said. I think it's just a storyline. I don't think he'll ever leave.
Yeah.
You know,
especially you got the hottest storyline. No, for real, people, not just us, people have said it's the best, hottest storyline in pro wrestling. Why leave the hottest thing in pro wrestling for like, I'm going to show up on Ring of Honor for, you know, lose to whatever guy first match.
He's not going anywhere.
Who's the one married to Naomi or Trinity?
That's Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy would probably leave to go to Impact for Naomi, Jay would be like, why would I leave?
Yeah, why would he leave? But I could see him. I could see both Usos going to both companies, but they're going to be the main event in Impact Wrestling. They're going to be the top guys in Impact. I feel like they'll be the draw in Impact. And AEW, don't get me wrong. People just want them to go to AEW just so they can face the Usos. I mean, for the Usos to face the Young Bucks. That's it.
Once that's done, what? You just have
Yeah.
like they're gonna go
Oh.
into a feud with like Sean Dean and something, or the whatever, the Spanish announce table team, whatever, whatever. I don't know. Some random team, I don't know.
I have nothing against AEW's wrestlers. It's Tony Khan's booking just does not make sense. But
Yeah,
we'll
like
talk about that.
I could see the wrestlers in indies all day, but then when you see them on there, you're
Yeah.
like, no, thanks.
Yeah, I love MJF, but it's
Yeah.
just once again, what he, you know, we'll talk about that later on in the episode. But
Yeah.
with him and Adam Cole, they're doing a great job. But once again, later on. Right now, Jay. So you're telling me you don't see Jimmy and Jay at WrestleMania main event each other?
It's too far away. Like they both have to get injured pretty much.
Come on.
They should have, they should, because this storyline originally they say it was supposed to end at this year's WrestleMania
Yeah,
or
but they
before WrestleMania, but they extended it because it got, because Sammy, he came in and it made it hot. Like, oh, let's keep going then.
Yeah.
Then it kept saying hot, it kept saying hot, kept saying hot. Now it's like, some people are now like, now there's some cracks in it. Like, okay, so now we're just doing whatever, you know? So I think they should have just ended it when it was super hot. Just to know, everybody knows, like, ooh, I wish there was more. But then now it's more like, oh, damn, they should just ended it like back at whatever, at Summer, or whatever, before
No,
SummerSlam.
I think the whole what got ruined was the whole Usos and the Roman Reigns feud started too soon. That's in my opinion. I think we
Yeah.
should have got the Usos versus the Bloodline at SummerSlam. Payback, get Roman versus Jay. And then that would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they just did it too soon. There was no
Or
need for that match to happen at Money in the Bank, even though it would have marked like the 10-year mark, whatever. But I think
yeah.
Jay pinned the Roman on a Raw. I don't think it was on a pay-per-view.
No, it was a
So,
Raw.
yeah.
So they could have saved her pay-per-view then.
Yeah, they should have saved it at SummerSlam. And then but once again, Payback, because then that would have marked the third year with the Universal Championship. So, and then you could have had Roman Reigns off TV for 2 months, come back for Survivor Series, and then you could have had Jay screw. Oh no, because I think they're going to India. When are they going to India?
September or something.
Oh wow, so I guess we're probably going to see Roman there as well.
Yeah, because they want every time they go out of the country, they want to have like Roman there
Well,
or the
he should
champions.
be there.
Yeah, he's a
So,
champion,
yeah.
but he got injured though. That's the thing. We don't know how severe his injury is.
Where did he get hurt?
I think when Jay, when he dived on to the outside or something.
Which
Or
one?
like earlier in the match, I think they say like early in the match he got injured,
Oh,
but I'm
wow.
not sure. But I heard he got injured in some capacity, but they didn't say what or where. But he said he did get injured in some capacity. So if it's like a real injury, like a real like you know, not I mean obviously injuries, but if he gets a real like serious injury, they might have to forfeit the title. Then that's like a whole new story. You know, they have to start over. Somebody could just you know, Cody could get the title sooner. Who knows? Let's say it was like oh, he has to be out for 6 months. He's not gonna like not defend the belt. They're gonna just have to like, okay, we're dropping it.
That's
It's like
true.
that, you know? That'd be weird how to end it. Like you end a 1,000+ day streak on like a vacancy. Like vacant won the title. But if
That, yeah. Well, you're telling me that you won't be okay with that?
I would be.
Now,
It just
let's just say, actually, no, because you know, yeah, because right now, yeah, you know what? I kind of agree with you because I feel like, damn, who's Money in the Bank? Ooh, Damian Priest.
Yeah, I could see
I
like
would,
if he
if
was
that's gonna be
seriously
what, yeah.
injured, yeah, if he was seriously injured, like you know what, he can't wrestle literally at all, like for
Yeah.
like 3 to 6 months to a year, like he got a 6 month to a year injury, drop it to Damian Priest, you know,
Yeah,
or
because
whatever.
Damian Priest could just cash in.
Yeah, and then that makes it look like
And
Roman
then
just.
Judgment Day, oh my gosh, dude. If Damian Priest would cash in, Judgment Day, skyrocket.
Yeah, there's the next bloodline,
Skyrocket.
anyways. That's what they
Skyrocket.
said.
And then have, you know, and then Finn Balor, you
Wins
know,
the world heavyweight or
wins
something?
the World Heavyweight Championship from
Ooh.
Seth Rollins, dude. Oh my gosh. Because Judgment Day, I have mixed feelings of where they're at because I'm like, why are we here? Why are they trying to break them up? Make it look like they're gonna break up. You know, this team could last. You know, this team could last for another 2 or 3 years, to be honest, if the booking is right.
Yeah, right now it seems
Yeah.
like they're having tension, so who knows where that
Right.
goes.
Hopefully this team does not break up. It shouldn't
No.
break up. It's too
No.
early for them. It's
Yeah,
only
way
been a
too early.
year.
Yeah, like
It's
give them
only
a
been a
couple
year.
years.
Yes. Evolution. How long did they have? 3 or 4 years?
I think 3 or 4, yeah. And
Yeah.
everybody turned on each other.
Yeah, eventually, well, Triple H kicked out Randy Orton and then Batista turned
Triple
on Triple
H.
H.
And Ric
And
Flair
then
just left.
yeah,
Ric Flair just
no,
like, you know.
then Triple H and Flair had eventually had a feud together. So, you know, but still, it's only been a year. Man. And sadly, the other bad news, I don't know if it's bad news for Jey Uso because it could be kayfabe, but Edge may retire this Friday. That's the rumors. Bro, I am so mad if he just like, hey guys, bye, I'm done. This is my last match. Because they'd be like, bro, you couldn't wrestle, you couldn't have this match at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I understand you want to wrestle in your hometown, or not, it's not his hometown, is it his home?
Toronto,
It's
yeah,
Toronto.
Toronto.
That's where they're wrestling at?
Yeah, that's where SmackDown's at, Toronto.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can understand you want to wrestle in your hometown, but it's like, man, you could have been part of SummerSlam then. If this is really your last match, you could have been part of that battle royal. You could have put LA Knight over, and then, you know. But hopefully it's just swerve. Hopefully, yeah,
Or
that.
he might retire only from WWE, and he shows up on AEW with Christian
No.
Cage.
Well, regardless, even if he retires, he's still under contract.
Oh yeah, because he has a Legends contract, so it
Yeah.
wouldn't make people say that, like, oh, he's gonna go join Christian Cage in AEW. I'm
No, I
hey, Christian
don't.
Cage is probably like, you know
I
what, I don't.
I want to see Edge. I don't want to see Adam. You know.
Yeah, Adam
Yeah.
Copeland has
Yeah.
invaded the Impact. Wait, no, the
Now,
AEW zone. It's literally the same kind of
if
thing.
he goes to Impact, that's a different story. Cause he was going to Impact. Do you know that?
Yeah, he was gonna sign with them
Back
eventually.
in 2008, he was gonna go to Impact. He was like, I'm going. And then they told him that he was gonna wrestle with The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and he was like, I must stay. Let me see if this happens. And then I don't know if he signed because he got that or he stayed because he got the match. He wrestled The Undertaker at WrestleMania and he's like, okay, I'm gonna re-sign with you guys. I'm pretty sure that's what happened because his contract expired later that year in 2008. That's why he was gone. That's why they did the whole the Hell in a Cell match. You know how Undertaker threw him through the ring, the fire came out, he threw him, he chokeslammed
Just in
him through
case.
hell. He got written off because one, he wanted time off to recover, and two, his contract was expired. He wanted to see where he was gonna go. But he knew he was gonna go with back re-sign with WWE. He just wanted to I think he did sign the contract, but his start date was later on in the year. Because he got his match with The Undertaker. Because if it wasn't for that match, he said he was. It wasn't like, oh, if I don't get The Undertaker at WrestleMania, I'm leaving. No, he's like, I'm going to TNA because of their schedule. A month later, they told him, you're going to work The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And that's where it was to himself. It wasn't like he was bragging about it. You know, it was to himself. If this does happen, I'm staying with the company then. So, yeah, he got, you know, the match went happened. And so, yeah, so he resigned. But yeah, to see Edge at TNA at that time, that would have been crazy.
Yeah,
Nope.
would have been.
Oh, man. But yeah, do you think if Edge does retire, do you think there's good reasons why is Sheamus? But do you think he should retire with Sheamus, even though Sheamus is a reason why he was able to come back?
Sheamus is, I mean, It's not like it's a bad person to have on your like, oh, the person that retired me list, you know? No offense to Baron Corbin, but he retired Kurt Angle. I'm like, Kurt Angle? You know what I mean? Like, you could have gotten somebody else
He
to
didn't
retire.
retire Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, his last match was with Baron Corbin.
Yeah, but Baron Corbin, but Kurt Angle said, okay, I'm fine with it being my last match. Was he like, fine, it's my last match. Fine, it's Baron Corbin. I mean, I think with Sheamus, because I thought Sheamus was gonna retire too, because he had that same neck issue that Stone Cold had, and he's been wrestling for a while since. So Sheamus is not a bad person to like
Oh
retire
yeah,
with,
no, for sure.
but I would have, if anything, I would have him get retired by somebody a little bit younger. No offense to Sheamus, he's still older. Like if it was like,
It would
I don't
be
know.
great if Sheamus was going to retire as well.
Yeah, I would see Butch retiring him though. Like his protege turned into, you know, teacher versus master, and he loses to Butch. And Butch would be like carrying the throne of like, you know, the UK guy or the, well, Ireland is not part of the UK, but you know what I mean.
You don't think Gunther though?
Gunther, yeah. Gunther's, well, how old is Gunther? He's probably, how old is he? He's pretty young, no?
I mean, no, he's in his mid-30s.
Oh, he's still pretty, oh, he's still
Yeah.
young. Wrestling wise,
So,
he's young.
yeah. But
So yeah, I'll see Gunther, or I'll see like Drew McIntyre because they were friends. But then Drew McIntyre already has like a legacy in his own, you know. But I think
Well,
Sheamus will be
yeah,
another
well,
5 years or
yeah.
something.
Well, yeah, if Sheamus retires alone, though, the guys that you just mentioned are great guys to for Sheamus to retire with. But for Edge, yeah, for Edge and Sheamus to be his last match, it's like part of me is like, I really hope not. It's nothing. It's just I want to see Edge. We saw him at the Hell in the Cell last year, but that was Judgment Day Edge. I want to see the on this day I see it clear. That's the Edge I want to see live. You know, like I was able to see Edge live back in 2004, bro. 2004. That's almost 20 years ago. You know, so it's like, you know, it's like, come on, man. That's the only thing that that bugs me. Like, if I got to see Edge versus Sheamus and that was his last match live, I'm fine with that. I'm mad because it's like, bro, please don't retire. I haven't had a chance to see you. You know, like in that, the
Recently.
rated R, I haven't had a chance to see him as the rated R superstar, you know?
Wow.
So,
That's crazy, right? It's 20 years, like, wow.
Oh man. Oh, what a time to be a wrestling fan.
Yeah, it is.
So, what else? Let's talk about a little bit of AEW. When is All In?
I don't know.
Bro, oh my, hold on. First of all, I just want to say this. I know we don't talk about AEW as much. I just want to say this part, and then we're going to move on to TNA. How are you going to have 70, your biggest wrestling event, 70,000 people, your main event is Gem M, like botch, MJF, AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Apparently, you're Roman Reigns, the draw for your company against Adam Cole. Baby, the main event, All In. Not only that, you're gonna have them on the pre-show against the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. Why are you having people pay? You're gonna pay have people pay to see Adam Cole and MJF in the main event, but then you're also giving it for free. Wow, they're teaming up against each other.
They're teaming up and then they go against each other later.
That's just okay. Okay. All right. You know who else did that? Kurt Angle and TNA.
Yeah.
Was Kurt Angle not just one, not two, but three. Defended three titles in one freaking pay-per-view. No Surrender. 07. Kurt Angle teamed up with Sting to face R-Truth, the Ron Killings,
Yeah.
and Pac-Man. I think I forgot what his name was. But his nickname was Pac-Man.
Adam Jones.
Was it Adam Jones? Okay. I
Yeah,
knew it was
Adam Pac-Man
Jones.
Jones. Yeah.
Okay. In a tag team match, right? It opened the pay-per-view. They lost the titles. Kurt Angle screwed Sting, right? And then later on, he faced Jay Lethal, where he defended the X Division Championship, dropped the belt to Jay Lethal. Great match, by the way. Later on, he defended the TNA World Heavyweight Championship against the Monster Abyss, wrestled another 20 minutes with Abyss. Another great match. I feel like it should have been a no disqualification match, but hey, whatever. Still a good match. It's a great wrestling match. It's one of those like, oh, I wasn't expecting that, especially coming from Abyss.
Yeah.
All within the 3 hours of that freaking pay-per-view. Kurt Angle didn't wrestle in the pre-show. And then later on, his tag team partner, Sting, he faced him at Bound for Glory. One of their biggest pay-per-views in the summer, or the summer of the year, for the
Yeah.
TNA World Heavyweight Champion. You see where I'm getting at? Why are you going to have two of your biggest stars in the main event of your biggest pay-per-view, one of your biggest pay-per-view, the pay-per-view that started AEW, and then you're going to have them wrestle the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions? Don't get me wrong, they're a great tag team. I forgot their names.
Aussie Open.
Aussie Open, great tag team, love their work. Why are they have it in the pay-per-view? Why is it in your, that's all I'm saying. Why is it on YouTube? Why is it not in the pay-per-view? If they're so great, of why are they Ring of Honor champions and not AEW champions? Why are you having Ring of Honor champions on your, it's just like, I understand Ring of Honor should be part of All In because who was their production? Ring of Honor. It's just like, and then you got CM Punk who runs Collision, who's
Oh, there you go.
telling Tony Khan, I don't want Christopher Daniels there. I don't want Matt Hardy there. I don't want Jeff Hardy there. I don't want him here. I don't want him there. He's doing a shoot on Adam Page, but sure,
He kicks out like, doesn't he kick
TNA
out like
sucks.
Dolph Ziggler's brother?
It, who?
Doesn't he kick out like Dolph Ziggler's brother, Ryan Nemeth?
I heard about that too, but I didn't
Yeah.
know what was the reason for it.
Nobody knows the reason.
No,
They just.
nobody knows the reason. Okay.
No, there's
Yeah,
no
I
real
haven't.
rhyme or reason.
Okay. I know there was another guy too, but I don't remember who it was. And yeah, but you know what?
Definitely not Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana's definitely not on there. He's like,
I don't
no.
even Cole Cabana, I don't even know where Cole Cabana is at.
Ring of Honor.
It's like, and then Chris or Daniels, isn't he ahead
A
of talent
producer?
relations?
Yeah, he's like a head of the
How
title
do you
relations
how
and.
it's one of those things with CM Punk where it's like CM Punk is he's just there so he wouldn't get fined. That's what he's doing. He's asking all these demands because one, he's being a douchebag and he wants to be released. It's like I want to get
You
out of
think
here.
he wants to get released?
Why is he being a douchebag?
I don't know.
Because he wants, it's either he, because it's probably one of those things where it's like, I want to get out of this, so I'm going to act like a douchebag, but he's getting what he wants. So it's like, it kind of balances out for him. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's just like, Tony Khan needs to open his eyes and be like, man, you're not even worth it no more, bro. Get out of here.
You think they're just like make Collision like a brand? Like, you know what? I want a separate title. I don't want these like 10, 20 wrestlers on the brand. I want
Yeah,
these
you
people
have,
only.
yeah. Yeah, apparently Adam Page was gonna be there to do to cut a promo, like a
Yeah.
video, just like he was just gonna be backstage. He wasn't gonna be
Yeah.
in the ring, just to record his segment for Dynamite. But it's like, why? Just have him on Dynamite. Why he needs to? I don't understand what's so hard for Tony Khan to say we're gonna have two different brands split, but on the pay-per-view we're gonna have everybody. Well, not everybody, but both brands on that one pay-per-view. It's that simple. And the same with Ring of Honor. Why do you have Ring of Honor guys showing up on Dynamite and Collision, Rampage? But yet you have guys who haven't even wrestled in any of those shows in months. And then he
Yeah.
wants to go backstage telling the women's division, well, you guys are not a draw. So why do you still have a women's division?
You think now a lot of women are not in AEW? They're like, Ooh, I'm gonna jump to that. You know, like all these women can't like
Yeah.
you think like who? Let's see a WWE woman like, let's see Becky Lynch. Like, ooh, I was gonna go to AEW, but now I'm like, there's no, they're gonna treat me
No.
like.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Toni Storm is doing great. I mean, she's a
Come
great talent.
on. Come
She's
on,
great.
bro.
She's
Toni
great when
Storm
she.
is overrated.
You think so?
I've been knowing that. All
Well,
she
she
got is
was.
that she got that dump truck behind her, but she's not wrestler wise, she's overrated.
Yeah, you think that's
Yeah.
why they keep her around? Because she's pretty?
Yes. No, 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 no,
Really?
no, 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 not AEW. I'm saying that's
No.
why the fans are thinking that she's so freaking great. You know, same with Sire, what's her name? Saraya, whatever,
Soraya
Paige.
Page, yeah.
When was the last time you could say she had a great freaking match? She's wrestling safe because of her neck injury,
Yeah.
which is fine, but it's just like, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, if it's not that great, why do you even have it? You know, I'm just mad because people are like, AEW is a mess. And then people are trash talking Impact Wrestling. You watch, I told you said it yourself. I don't like Impact Wrestling that much. I took you to not one, two shows. You had a great ass time. And then
No,
you look,
I didn't say I didn't
yeah.
like it. I don't like the camera work. I
But
like the
you didn't understand why you didn't like it
Yeah.
until I told you about it. And I told you, watch, you're gonna watch it live. You had a great time, and I told you, go watch it back. And then you're like,
How
bro.
many shows have we gone to? Like four? Sacrifice, my birthday. Then we went to
Bound for
Chicago
Glory.
Heat, Bound for Glory last year. Bound for Glory.
No, not Bound for Glory was 19.
I went, yeah,
Yeah.
19.
And
We went
then,
separately or together for the
no, we went
separate
together for that one.
Bound for Glory,
After,
Sacrifice last
yeah.
year.
And then
Then we
you
went.
went to the show after Emergence.
Which one was that?
That was last year. That was the main event was the six pack challenge where Eddie Edwards won and he became number
What
one
show was
contender.
it? Was it
It was
like a
tapings.
taping?
Yeah, it was the
Well, they had a
television.
name for it, no? What was the name of
Oh, I
that?
wouldn't know about that, but
But it was a taping.
it was the oh, it was Emergence Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout, yeah.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
then so far this year, Chicago Heat. I didn't go to the one in April. And
Yeah.
then we're going to Bound for Glory. Yeah, so five shows.
But point
Bound for
is, when you
Glory.
saw it live,
It was
you were
like,
like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking great. And then I told you to go watch it back, and you're like, bro, that sucked. Why what's with the care? And oh, and then we watched Slammiversary together.
oh,
And how
yeah.
many times did I complain about the freaking camera work? It's
Yeah,
just
we're
like,
like,
what are you
why
doing?
did he go that way? Why did he go this way?
Yeah.
Put the camera that way.
Yeah.
It's like how AEW showed the camera angle of like them not actually kicking him. Like we know the stuff. People are like, oh my God. But like, you know, that camera work is everything too,
It
especially if you're
is.
not
It's
there
the money
live.
shot.
Then we were there with the Jay, was that the Jay White versus Alex Shelley? That was a Sacrifice,
Sacrifice.
right? In
Yeah.
Kentucky. That match was fire, but if you watch it back, it's like it's great, but it was really good in person.
It was one of my favorite matches of the year.
Yeah. But if you
Mo
watched it,
yeah.
like you said yourself, like if you watch that match on like the television afterwards, you're like not the same match at
Yeah.
all.
We went to
So,
go, like you mentioned earlier, this couple few weeks back, we went to go see Chicago Heat.
yeah.
Seven matches. We got a total of 11 matches. All of them were fantastic, but two of them were like, or two and a half. Well, two were like, well, yeah, two of
Adler.
them were like, oh my gosh, match of the. I looked at you, bro. That's match of the year in my book. And
Yeah.
then I watched it back. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, why? Because they showed Mike Bailey versus Kushida.
Was fire.
And
That
I'm
match was.
like, yeah, oh my gosh. It was the opening match of the taping. Fire, five stars. But then when you watch it back on Impact, it was just like, what are you doing? Why would you show that angle? You know,
Yeah.
why? Like the
Yeah,
camera work was bad.
I looked at the cameraman when we were there. We're like, what is he doing there? Like,
Yeah, oh
oh my,
my
I was looking at
gosh.
him. I was like, what is he doing there? Well, go over there.
Go around.
Go around. He's over
Who's
here,
your
like, in a corner.
producer?
And you see the
Jeez.
camera fall. I see the camera, like, while it's filming. I'm like, dude, what
Oh my gosh, the camera people are pissing me off.
the heck?
God damn,
It's a
they're
good
the ones
show.
making Impact Wrestling bad. And the
Ooh.
producer, who I don't know who the hell the producer is, but God damn, what the hell is wrong with you guys? You
Yeah,
guys
we're
have the
like,
talent, you guys have the talent, you guys have the storyline, but the cameraman's god damn. Shoot. They deserve. Oh, hear me out first. Cameramans deserve good money, but they deserve a pay cut. Because it's
ooh,
just like, what are
damn.
you guys doing? You guys are making Impact look bad. And they need better lighting too.
Yeah.
Light is everything. Facts, because look at our
Because
lights.
there was a lot of good matches when we were there,
Oh,
but
Moose
Moose
versus
and
Kevin Knight, right?
yeah, from New Japan, yeah, that
Oh
guy.
my
Whew.
gosh, fantastic. Another match that's in my top contender for match of the year of the 2023. But watch, I don't know if it's gonna be on this week's taping for Impact
We don't
or
know.
next week, but goddamn, I guarantee you it's gonna be a bad match.
You're gonna watch it. You're gonna be like, you should do a reaction.
I'm relaxed.
I want to see you do a reaction video. You're like, what
I
is
did a live reaction of last week Impact, and I was just like, because I wasn't there. That
this? Yeah,
was
you were
Friday's
quiet. I
taping.
was like, this guy,
I
he
was
just went
just there, and I'm just watching, and I'm just like, I
falling
hate.
asleep.
I'm like, this freaking producer like sucks.
I was gonna message like, say something, bro.
There was nothing to say.
Dead air. It was like dead air. I'm
I
like,
think
dude,
the
come
only
on.
good match was Mike Bailey and
Kushida.
Kushida, which was great, but it was kind of hard for me to react to it because I watched it live. And the one
Yeah.
match I didn't watch was Sami Callihan versus the ABC, but obviously because we went on Saturday, we knew the outcome of it. So it was still a good match. Everything else was like, okay. Bro, do you know Samurai the Soul didn't even freaking wrestle?
On Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you know how there was a six-man tag team match? He
Yeah.
got attacked by Lio Rush before the match and he never came out.
Oh.
So it was basically 3-on-2.
Wow. And Leo
Yeah.
Rush got injured legitimate too.
He did?
Yeah. He got injured in an indie show somewhere. I forgot what company. I think it's PWG or something.
I'm sorry, but if you're a champion with AEW or Impact, I feel like you should not wrestle in an indie show.
No.
Like, why are you gonna put yourself and get hurt and vacate the
Yeah.
title? Like, you know what I mean? And
Yeah, I could
that
see
part
that,
doesn't,
but
especially if you're doing tapings for, I can understand if we're, well, regardless, it's just like, why would you risk yourself for that? At least ask for
yeah.
more money because it's like, yo, I'm their champion. You got to pay me more because if I get hurt and I vacate my title, then,
It's over, yeah.
yeah, it's like I'm done, So you got to pay me more. At least get more money out of it. Don't do your regular booking fee. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, anyways. But Impact is having their 1000 episode. I don't remember when, but it's the day. Well, obviously, it's pre-tape, but they're recording it the day after Victory Road in September in New York's. I don't know. I don't want to say New York City, but it's in New York. They already announced the Beautiful People are going to be there. Tommy
Yes.
Dreamer, Team 3D are going to reunite. And I have no idea who else. I know you're not so much of a TNA guy, but is there somebody from TNA that you would like to make a return for the
I'll
1000
say
episode?
America's Most Wanted. Ah, you don't know
Oh.
about that. A&W, or I would say who else?
I would say
I
Kurt
mean,
Angle.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt
Do you think
Angle.
do AEW and TNA have a good relationship, or no? It's just like, no, you guys can't
Yeah.
work that show.
I would say they have a good relationship.
But they're not like partnering anymore. But
No, they're
they're,
not partners no more, but they have a good relationship.
I would say Angle,
I would say Sting.
Sting, yeah.
Sting would be a nice one. Jeff Jarrett.
Christian.
Christian. Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot of TNA guys are in
Yeah.
TNA and
AJ
whatever.
Styles,
Oh
Bobby
yeah.
Roode. He's not, fortunately with Bobby Roode, he is retired. A
He
silent
retired for
retire.
sure.
Yeah, it's a silent retirement.
Oh wow.
He's getting, I don't know how you,
Producer or something.
yeah, he's gonna be a producer for WWE.
Yeah.
So
But knowing him, he's gonna probably want to wrestle and just go to AEW for two matches and then be done. Or
bro.
Impact.
I would like him to go back to Impact. I don't want to see him wrestle if he has a neck injury.
No, you don't want to like
Yeah.
paralyze.
Yeah,
That's the
for
thing
sure.
about wrestlers, like you want to go and wrestle, but then if you can't go, you can't go, you know? You ruin your life. Yes, you got like another 30 years ahead of you, you know? 40 years ahead of you, 50 years ahead of you. If you're in your 30s, I mean, you got like, if you die at 90, you're 60 years more. Why even risk it for an extra injury?
Yeah.
For what, 5 minutes of TV time on like.
But obviously Bobby Roode, I don't want to say, I mean, the past few years, but Bobby, I mean, well, he hasn't accomplished that much in WWE. He accomplished a good amount in NXT, which is part of WWE. But Bobby Roode was at that age where he was just like, I just want an opportunity, man. It just,
Yeah.
that's it. He's like, I'm not expecting to be world champion. It'd be cool if I had that opportunity, but I just want an opportunity and just be able to say I was in WWE. So, but the guy was a former NXT champion. He main
Tag
evented
team champion.
tag team champions. He main evented a couple NXT pay-per-views. He main evented a couple pay-per-views, but obviously that was like Survivor Series and Royal Rumble. But still, he was part of WrestleMania. He was the United States champion. He had a great feud with Randy Orton. Randy Orton wanted to work with him. He's been wanting to work with him. Randy Orton was the one who asked for that. They wrestled for almost 20 minutes, and Randy Orton asked for that time. He was
Yeah.
like, I don't want no 10-minute match with Bobby Roode. I want a 20. He's like, you know how long I've been wanting to wrestle this guy? So,
Wow.
you know, we got to see Beer Money versus the Rated RKO. You know, that's what I wanted. Ooh, Beer Money
Victoria.
versus Victoria. I mean, well, and
Whatever her name is.
Tara, Tyra?
Tara, yeah.
Tara, Tyra? Hey, man, but I'm going to see Angelina Love. I'm going to watch. Yeah, so the beautiful people. Woo-wee! Bella Sky going through her ropes, the entrance. Yeah. How do I apply for her to be a cameraman?
You help him out, like, here, just how you do
Is
camera
how
work.
you do it. Zoom in. Morale. But oops, too close. Oh man. So what else is going on in the wrestling world?
There's a lot when you think about it, but not a lot. I mean, I think now is mostly like just the summer wrapping up. I think just the AEW show, and after that's more like what, like the other pay-per-views, and that's it pretty much.
Yeah. Did they announce
And
any more matches for All In?
not that I know of. Oh, didn't you follow the multiverse thing, United or something?
Oh yeah.
That's Impact, right? I know, like,
Whatever.
Juliana from Stardom's gonna face. I forgot who she's gonna face, but she's gonna face somebody. Deonna Purrazzo, I think? No.
Wait, who? Oh, for this.
Multiverse or something, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but Emerge is the next pay-per-view coming up, I believe.
Okay. And then Bound for Glory. No. Then.
Victory Road, then
And
Bound
then
for
Bound for Glory.
Glory.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes. So we're gonna be at the Bound for Glory show. Yeah,
Facts.
we gotta do
Facts.
it.
And then we still, then hopefully we go to WrestleMania. And then hopefully we go to All Out. That way we can knock off all the big pay-per-views for all shows.
I'm going to
Oh.
Mexico, man. AAA, CMML, Japan. I'm doing those ones.
Are you really going to Mexico?
I want to, yeah. That'd
Oh,
be
I was
fire.
about to say.
Go to Triple Mania. Well, every
Ooh.
happened this year, but
This year they had like four triple
yeah,
manias.
they don't
They're,
consider there's it's
yeah.
not like one night, it's like 4 different weeks or different months or whatever.
That's just, that ruins it, man. That just ruins it. That's like WrestleMania. Be like, oh, WrestleMania part night one.
Next month
January.
later. Yeah.
January. And then WrestleMania night two in June. WrestleMania night three, October. It's like, what? No, stop. Just stop. Stop. That's what they're doing, though.
Yeah, they are. They're
Yeah,
like spreading it. One's in
it.
Monterrey, one's in Mexico City, the other one's
Yeah.
in some random like Hidalgo or whatever, or Veracruz or
A
whatever.
week, a week apart, that's fine. You
No, but they're
know?
months apart, I
But
think.
they're,
I
yeah,
mean,
they're months apart to
like
the point where it's just
one's
like,
in
why?
April, one's in like July, one's
Yeah.
now. Like,
It's like, stop, just stop. You guys just stop, Triple A. And you know what I just found out? QT Marshall is the new Latinx champion, or Latin,
Latin
not
American,
Latin
Latin
American,
American.
Latinx.
No, not in Mexico.
No,
No.
not in Mexico. You fucking, they'll smack the shit out of you. You say Latinx. Estamos mexicanos, güey. Aquí.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found out that title still exists.
I know, right?
I'm like, damn, that title still exists. All
You're
right,
the QT
cool.
Marshall too?
QT,
Jesus.
yeah. Even though he's
Jesus.
not cute, but all right. So, yeah, you like
That's
that
funny.
one, right? my diet soda. Anyways, but Bound for Glory, October 21st. I know we're like 2 months ahead, but is there a match that you're interested in seeing? Like, if you had a choice and be like, I want to book this match. Or
Does it
is it
matter,
just, or yeah, no, it
male
has to
or
be.
female?
No, male or female, but just make sure they're in Impact.
I would say Mickie James was Trinity.
Ooh,
Is Mickie
yeah.
James out for a while, or is she coming back?
I have no idea. I know she was out because she dislocated her shoulder.
Oh, that's a go. Oh, she'll be back shortly.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think she was ever signed with Impact.
Mickie James?
Yeah, I think it
Oh,
was just
wow.
like, here's a few dates or kind of thing, or just, book me for the show. I don't know. I could be wrong. So,
Well, Mickie James with Trinity would be my bet for
okay.
the Knockouts Championship.
That would be a great battle test because of where they both came from.
Yeah.
So, but for me, I saw Josh Alexander wrestled at the Windy City Riot in New Japan, but he was part of a tag team match. But to be able to see him wrestle in a singles match, that would be a dream of mine.
Against who?
Alex Shelley
Ooh.
for the Impact World Heavyweight
So
Champion.
they're going. You think that storyline is going to last until Alpha?
I hope so. I mean, that's where they had. I mean, Alex Shelley wants to get his redemption.
Yeah.
And the last time when he had his opportunity to face Alex or Josh Alexander for the Impact World Heavyweight Champion was in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So where are they going back? They're going back in Bound for Glory.
Speaking of
So,
Alex Shelley, I heard Nick Aldis signed with WWE.
ooh, I heard he was going to be a producer.
Maybe,
Yeah,
but
because they couldn't find an agreement
be a wrestler.
to be a wrestler money wise, but they didn't want him to let him go. So they're like, well, would you take this offer as a producer just to have you here? And then when the time is right, we could like, here you go. That's what I heard. That's what the rumor is.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know who I'm not proud of? Who signed
What?
with All Elite?
Who?
Johnny Television.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to talk about that no more.
Yeah,
So, anyways, but yeah, I'm excited for Bound for Glory. Excited for All Out. Not so much for excited for All In. Am I gonna order the pay-per-view? I have no idea. Because part of me is like, here's the thing though. I don't want to miss out. You know what I
yeah.
mean? I don't want to miss out. Because it's a big, it's in a stadium. So, and it's gonna be in the UK. So I don't want to miss out. But here's the thing. I don't want to live stream it. But
Yeah.
it's like, if I don't live stream it, then what was the purpose of me just ordering it?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, damn, I'm gonna be sitting on this chair for 4 hours. I gotta buy a new chair. So yeah,
Put
we'll
an indenting a chair, right? Put an
yeah,
indent.
we'll see about that. And then here's the other thing. If I get a new chair, you're gonna be seeing a lot of this. So I don't know.
Know, you
And
spent $70 and stuff. That's a lot of money, dude.
also, that's how much the pay-per-view is?
I think so. 60 to 70. You're like,
God
wait a.
damn.
You're like, no.
Shoot. And then when and then isn't the week after that for All Out?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Tony Khan,
Ugh.
just that's the kind of money I need. Just like just stupid shit, man. That's how I act. I act like Tony Khan.
Just blow money on stuff, like
what do you
whatever.
mean? What do you mean I'm negative? I gotta pay you back? What? Oh, I thought I'd just use it. I didn't know. How come Tony Khan could do it? Oh, he got his daddy's money. Well, hey, daddy. Oh, man. I need a sugar daddy or a sugar mama. See, I'll take a sugar granddaddy too. I don't care. Sugar. God damn. That's how broke I am ever. God damn it. Anxiety and depression and broke. That's not great. But at least I'm losing weight. 70 pounds down. Hooray. Oh gosh. What are we again? What podcast are we doing?
New entry, the wrestling.
Okay. I thought it was the late night podcast show that we do. Oh no. I dropped my. What did I drop? I don't know what I dropped. I dropped something. I think I dropped my pen. So what's going on? Whatever.
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying the wrestling. I guess as much as you can, right?
For sure, for sure. I gotta say something. Oh, Triple H may get fired.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, he'd probably stay on, but they're not gonna keep him as board of directors.
I'm not gonna lie, I never even knew he was a part of that, but that's
Yeah, me
great.
neither, but
But I really hope he's still head of creative though. Right? Is that what he does? Yeah, right. Head of creative. Well, that's what we're all hoping that he's still part of. Everything else, there were some people that were like, I wasn't the only one. They were like, oh, I didn't even know he had that position. I
I was like, wow.
yeah. But yeah, as long as he's still head of creative, that's all I care. Very exciting time and very scary. But yeah, we got a lot of pay-per-views ahead of ourselves. Ahead of ourselves. Am I saying that right?
Ahead for us or
Ahead.
ahead
Yeah.
for us or something.
We got Emerge. We got All Out. We got the Multi-Universe Madness from Impact in New Japan. And then we got All Out, All In, Payback, Fastlane, the one show that they're going to have in India for WWE. And then Bound for Glory. And then Fastlane. And then, yeah, that's, and then Survivor Series in November. And then I'm pretty sure, Impact is going to have Overdrive, other
Or something.
pay-per-views, or something after Bound for Glory. So, god damn, a lot of wrestling. So, a lot of live streams, maybe. I don't know. We haven't decided on that yet part. So, but anyways, before we go, check out our links. Everything is in the bio, from merch, from our podcasts, voice only, Spotify, TikTok, IG, Pro Wrestling Tees. I don't know what else is down there. But yeah, check out our link. Hit that like video or like this video. Subscribe. Do your thing, baby. And yeah, so more episodes. Check out our latest episode where me and Ever do the guest the WWE Superstar former WWE champions. So check that video out. There's no episode on that on Spotify. It's just a YouTube thing because you got to see an actual visual of, the list. But yeah, also our vlogs is out. My vlog from SummerSlam and Ever's vlog from SummerSlam. Our point of view, our reaction. Well, my reaction. Ever just got the entrance. But still, it's something to check out just so you get more a little bit of the behind the scenes when you attend these shows and stuff like that. But yeah, it's something to totally check out so that way you could be like, ah, I want to go do that one day. Because it's a different experience when you watch it live and live on television. So two different experience. So yeah, Ever, take us home.
All right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
We are out.
Bye, guys.
Hey.